Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nico Amalivia, or however you say the guy's name.
I didn't say it right there. I am Oliva because it rhymes with I'm a believer.
Donnie, do you know the correct pronunciation here?
I thought it was I am Liava.
I'm a Liava.
I am Liava.
The Tennessee quarterback, Per Cowherd, who's based in L.A., he's going to UCLA. Family claims it's still not about the money. It's about the volunteer football offense. I was not told what the Bruins are paying. This does remind me of something that my dad told me. Was it my mom or dad? Now I'm trying to remember, because if it was with my mom, we were probably both stoned. She was probably passing the doobie
People are saying on YouTube that I look high. Like I took a THC brownie.
This was like Cheech and Chong wisdom from her.
Oh, nice. Nice.
You don't quit your job until you have another one lined up. You don't quit a job without a job.
Mm-hmm.
And it appears like this kid did that, which I don't get, because we know that tampering is rampant in college football. No one actually abides by any of the portal rules. I remember when I broke the story about Jordan Addison leaving Pitt and going to USC. And one of the things that really was stuck in Pat Narduzzi's craw was that he didn't think Lincoln Riley did it the right way. That he frankly did it illegally. He broke rules to get Addison there. And really the rebuttal there is everybody's doing it and no one's legislating it in college football. So I'm just surprised that this kid would leave $2.5 million on the table without knowing for sure that somebody was going to get him the $4 million that he wanted. I just assumed that he already had a handshake deal with another school.
Like it was going to be a quick thing where he wasn't out there for very long without a deal.
Yeah.
Because he was good. He was done.
He was talking, or his dad or his agent were talking to others.
Somebody covered it for him, basically. Yeah.
And just go back to Tennessee and say, if you're not willing to give me this number and match it, I'm out of here.
Smell you later.
Yeah.
Does not seem that that was the case.
No, it seems like he shopped his services around and people came to the conclusion that he wasn't worth it. Or as Pete Thamelis pointed out from ESPN, the timing of this was bad because we're so late into things. College football season ended in January. It's April. A lot of teams have already given their money out. So, I mean, like the high-end programs probably could go find $4 million under a couch cushion if they really wanted to.
But if the player didn't deliver the goods, they're not going to be as...
Yeah, I also feel like, not that college football coaches are the bastions of integrity, because they're not, but I do feel like in this particular case, it would take a very, very desperate coach and a very, very desperate program to say, all right, screw it. We'll give this guy the money and we'll make the deal. And UCLA is awful in the Big Ten. They were there for the, you know, that was their first year maiden voyage last season. You know, they're very, very uninteresting. They fight an uphill battle in LA.
They do not have a lot of juice, as you would say.
So you've got a coach there, Deshaun Foster, the former Panthers running back who had a lousy first year and is probably already feeling some pressure or heat. So what the hell? I mean, really nothing to lose if you're him.
Sure.
So that's the type of team that ends up taking a shot on this guy. Not, you know, I think when this news first came out and sent like a ripple effect, not just through college sports, but shockwaves throughout sports in general, the initial fear for college football purists was that this was a Pandora's box thing.
That this was the first of many.
Yes.
And it looks more like an isolated thing still.
Well,
unless he gets like an insane bag from UCLA.
Yeah, unless he, you know, ends up making out big time financially.
If it comes out, though, that he lost a lot of money in the transaction, then I think it slams the door shut on this because not slams the door shut, but it stops guys from doing like clumsy, impulsive things.
Well, right.
Like this.
It turns into more of a cautionary tale than anything else.
Right. But if he gets the bag, it's a totally
different
story.
Remember that kid from UNLV that Donnie hated last year?
The running quarterback.
When they were undefeated, who just said, I'm out of here. He didn't just put a TJ Watt picture on Instagram. He like literally left. Whatever happened to that dude? He thought he had hand in the relationship. He's like, we're red hot right now. I'm the starting quarterback. We're ranked.
They did
see you
just
later.
Fine, if not better, in his absence.
I'm serious. I actually don't know what happened to that guy.
The other cautionary tale is that Jaden Rashada, who I think he was supposed to end up starting off at.
Who's that?
The quarterback. He was at like Arizona State. Now I think he might be started out as like one of the biggest recruits in the country. I want to say to Florida maybe, and if I get that wrong, somebody can correct me, but he was trying to secure a very big NIL bag, and his story was fraught with bad actors and dishonest pitches to him. And you can look him up. He hasn't done like hardly anything in college football, and it's been this star-crossed journey of a guy who I think was trying to leverage his abilities, and it didn't go well. Jaden Rashada, here it is. Arizona State, Georgia. He's only actually played 1 year of college football.
I think a lot of people are rooting against this kid. I'm not. Like, I'm not, like, now hoping he goes to UCLA and fails. I do feel like, though, he made a very short-sighted, poor decision.
A lot of people are saying the dad in there is the one really driving
the
bus.
Yeah, I've seen tweets to that effect, too. Like somebody,
which is believable, by the way, in this situation.
Somebody said he's LeVar Ball without the personality. I think it's, like, one of the very, very, like,
it's believable in this case to
not
me that
cutting
the dad,
takes I saw, like
that the
just
dad could
killing
be
the guy.
The main problem here.
But I feel like it's a short-sighted decision because Tennessee's pumped out quarterbacks, Joe Milton, Hendon Hooker. They win, they score points. The kid was good there last year, good enough where they went to the playoff. And okay, like you're gonna make $2 million there. Plus, I mean, you were saying he's one of the guys that you would consider for the Steelers in the 2026 draft. He's at least on the radar. Now he's going to a much worse situation for what? I mean, even if it is a little raise, you go from $2 million, let's say, to $3 million, but there's a chance you don't play as well and it hurts your draft stock in the long run? That's not smart.
Short-sighted play.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, Pitt fans wanted that to be the case with Addison, but, I mean, it was USC and Caleb Williams and, you know, high-powered offense and Lincoln Riley and stuff. Like, that actually helped his draft stock when it was all said and done. I do think some of these guys have to weigh the cost-benefit of, okay, if I'm good enough to get drafted, is it better for me to stay on a team where I know the offense, I know the coach, I know the coordinator, I know the quarterback, versus taking more money and starting over again, and who knows?
It's a weird situation because if you're at a big school where you're a big-time recruit and you would want to jump, it's hard to fathom. Let me put it this way. It's hard to imagine a highly touted, well-compensated player on an NIL deal at a major school, like Tennessee's a big-time school in the SEC, wanting to go elsewhere for any reason other than chasing a bag? Like, are you going to get a better situation? That's kind of what you're saying. You might get more money. Are you really getting a better situation?
You're not going to get a better situation.
If you're good enough to have been recruited to that school and they wanted to pay you a good amount of money to be their quarterback, that's probably the best place for you.
Like, I guess if Ohio State said after Howard left, instead of going with their freshman or whatever quarterback there, we're going to just bring in another grad transfer and we're going to pay him $5 million and we always have great receivers. And Ryan Day, even though the offensive coordinator left, so be it. But it didn't sound like that opportunity was out there. I swear to God, I believe this, and I'm not saying this is some like fuddy-duddy who believes that college football was better when these guys were amateurs and they were students first and they cared about all those things more than they do today. If Pitt had actually fundraised the money, Doug Whaley is the GM there, as we now know. If that had happened and they could have brought this kid in from Tennessee for $4 million, I honestly would not have been a fan of it. Like, if,
based on what?
If Coward had tweeted out breaking news, Nico
I'm Oliva,
joining the Pitt football program.
Not happy.
I would not be happy about it. Because even though he looked pretty bad at the tail end of last year, I'd still rather give Holstein another shot and see what he can do as an Alabama transfer.
How long would it take I'm Oliva if he was at Pitt? How many good games before you'd be like, you know what? They start 4-5-0 and he looks awesome. Then what?
Well, a bunch of those games are against FCS and non-Power 5 schools, right? So I guess they started off 6-0 last year.
7-0.
7-0, my bad. So, I mean, that taught us not to... I mean, people were tweeting things like Dave Portnoy is going to offer Eli Holstein $10 million to leave Pitt and go to Michigan last October. Those are real things out there. So it would take me more than just a handful of games to start saying that. Actually, probably wouldn't, but it would just be emotional rash.
You just ultimately would not be for this because...
I'm not convinced this guy is that much better than what Pitt already has.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a huge fan of the message it would be sending either.
I think the problem,
it sounds like you would be okay with it if that had come to pass.
Yeah, generally speaking, because I think people have made the argument, oh, well, then make sure you save the same energy for coaches every time they jump.
And I usually do, by the way.
Well, I do make that argument. I think the only reason that this is so messy and that people get so frustrated is there are 132 or whatever it is, FBS coaches who can jump at any given time to a new program. When it's players, there's the pool of people that can cause upheaval within the sport like that because of NIL money is so much larger that the potential to disrupt the sport in like a very meaningful way and just make it very tough to follow almost is much greater. But I think the principle of the thing should be static across the board here. If coaches can do it, don't hate the player, hate
yes,
the game,
I'm
I
not,
think Crowley said.
I'm not saying like this is a blanket
It's just,
here.
Yeah, you're saying it's this kid in particular,
yes.
This situation you do not like.
Yeah. How about you, Donnie? If Coward was reporting I'm Oliva was coming to Pitt and not UCLA, would you be gung-ho about it?
I mean, I think it's a win for Pitt. So I don't care for the move he made, but I think it is like just that particular situation. If Pitt gets that player, I think it's a win for them.
What were his numbers last year at Tennessee? Like, am I out of my mind saying that he wouldn't be an upgrade over Holstein?
Holstein finished the season so poorly.
But he also played so well that he was...
He had 19 touchdowns, 5 picks.
Come on.
And then he's not a
$4 million quarterback.
He's not really a runner. 3 touchdowns on the ground.
Did he play every game?
He played 13 games.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah.
That's 12 regular season games plus the ass whooping they got put on them by Ohio State.
So here's one other thing I want to look at.
And what were Holstein's numbers?
Hold on. The one other thing I would say about I'm Oliva is... He had kind of a quiet middle of the season, but I was looking to see because I was going down usually where all their non-cons would be. He played his best game, arguably, is against UTEP, and then he was good against Vanderbilt. I know Vanderbilt beat Alabama, but still, like, he did not beat really good teams with big time.
I feel even better about what I said. Holstein was 17-7 on the year. And he didn't even play the whole season.
Well, the problem with Holstein was, like, it's what time in the season did you check in on him? Did you check in when people were saying, God, how are they going to find enough money in the couch cushions to keep up with him? Holstein's a tale of two quarterbacks. The first 5 games he played, 15 touchdowns, 3 picks. The last five games he played, 2 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, and like complete non-factor back there.
Yeah, also like...
starting with the Cal game, Eli Holstein was completely ineffective.
Yeah, but then in the Syracuse game, he had that looked like a concussion late in the game.
Well, yeah, well, you know why they were never keeping the same him out player. There, though? They were keeping him out there because he had already started to slip, and I think they were trying to get him some confidence. Yeah.
No, you're right about that. He did everything in his power to lose the Cal game, and the Cal kicker and coach decided to...
Where was the Cal kicker from? Was he a Lebo kid?
Really?
The Cal kicker was local. And
what are you trying to say? You think he was trying to do Pitt a favor by missing those kicks?
No, but I mean, it's the second time in, well, a long time, Pitt has benefited from a local high school product missing kicks against them in a game.
Is the other kid from Plum?
Yeah.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.